I dropped the cabinet on my toe yesterday right after I got your email.
Oh.
I was in so much pain. I could not do anything. I was it like my whole leg from my knee down was like, I knew I shouldn't have been doing that stuff. supposed to do it one day and then. But I think it's reading pretty well.
Yeah.
I tweaked the abstract a little bit and I'm starting to stick some stuff into those little sections that you put at the end.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just think we had some space if we wanted to, like,
yeah.
If we wanted to just broaden ending on that note to suggest that we could.
More
because that's kind of our hook, I guess, is, you know, that we're arguing that, tried to argue that necessary to get bigger funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of beefing up the procedures now. But, I might want to do a little bit more on the transcript film, but I'm basically done with that.
Yeah. I just found a paper where these guys cloned GNRH from. Oyster and scallop, and you know it's unique. And it was like that last year. I was gonna stick that in as like one of the few examples of somebody doing sort of basic science in this area.
Yeah.
I mean,
morning.
Morning.
Nice haircut.
Thanks.
Is that natural curl?
Wow. Your hair is really curly. It's crazy.
That's great.
Which is really good.
Yeah, I'll name him.
Morning.
You're talking about the weather.
The weather?
Yeah.
What's it like in France?
It's in the high 70s and sunny. Good haircut, Claire.
Thanks.
All right. So the first thing, improving sound quality during lab meeting. Is that for the hangouts? What is that?
Yeah, that is me.
Okay, so
I just feel like I don't mind if people make fun of me, but I want to hear what they're saying.
So, are you talking about the live making fun of or the recording making fun of?
So like, I can't hear maybe about 40% of what's said in lab meeting, just because people aren't, like, right in front of the computer or, I mean, it's kind of not a great room for acoustics, and then I think there's a lot of ambient noise sometimes, too.
Yeah, well, I think it has a lot to do with our microphone and our choice of mic. I would say right now, this is what we're using for the microphone. I mean, the problem is it's a very good microphone, but it's also our camera. I could set up a separate microphone to.
We dropped the microphone right now.
I can always hear you fine.
He's trying something here.
Okay.
Alright.
And today I can hear Mac. I couldn't hear her last week.
Well, I mumble.
Yeah. Work on that.
Okay, so we have to test this. So somebody has to stand over there and like sing a song at the same volume, and we're gonna switch the microphone and see if it's better or worse. Kind of like the eye test.
I'll recite a poem.
Okay.
All right. But I heard on Friday night.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. You ready?
Yep.
What is reincarnation? The cowpoke asked his friend. His pal replied, it happens when your life has reached its end. They comb your hair and clean your neck and wash your fingernails and lay you in a padded box away from life's travails. The box in you goes in a hole that's been dug in the ground. Reincarnation. incarnation starts in once you're planted in the mound. Then claws break down just like the box, and you who is inside, am I done? Are we still testing?
All right, now, you gotta do it again with the other microphone. That was microphone A.
Okay, keep going with microphone B.
Okay, wait, microphone B. Hold on. Okay, microphone B is alive. Okay, I'll try that.
Then claws break down just like the box and you who is inside, and then you're just beginning on your transformation ride. Now I remember.
Aim is better.
What? Oh,
there we are. Good. Aim is better. There's some weird background noise, and it's not as clear on B.
Which one's A and which one's B? And this one's A.
Yeah, B is awful. There's some weird noises going on.
Is it near a fan or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's closer to the, because the way it's mounted, it's... Though I don't really hear anything, but it is closer to the...
So that's... Yeah, like, now I don't hear the noise. Whatever microphone's on now is invisible.
Well, this is also a better directional microphone, because it blocks out the ambient and stuff like that. What else was I going to do?
Emma says she doesn't care if you make fun of her, but she at least wants to hear it. So we're doing sound checks.
That's why the first thing on the agenda was the sound.
Alright, so I guess going forward then we'll make fun of Emma with the Logitech boom mic.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Alright. Okay, forgotten data sets. The next item on the agenda, E.G. C.G. Is that you, Sam?
Yeah, I just put that up there because, I mean, that's, you know, one of the sort of software things that we overlook, like when people are done and or not even having backed up, you know, that they take off. Now they have all these files on their computer that they did for alignments and all this stuff. Can't go back.
Right, but in theory, so what are you getting at? So in theory, if it was done right, though, we should have access to all that in somebody's notebook, right? Is that what you're getting at?
Or yeah.
Where, you're pointing out a flaw, right?
Yeah, pointing out a flaw that, you know, like, you don't have access to any of C-Dog's or Dave's Genius files.
Okay.
You know, any alignments they did using Genius. They may have screen capture or something in their notebook, but...
Right.
The actual files to be able to go back and
right.
Look at things in
point,
more
yeah.
detail. We don't have
right.
So that's all. It was just another thing that we use that we haven't really discussed about backing up. And
Who uses Genius?
I mean, I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you back it up? I don't even understand the file structure. I think there's one directory, right? Isn't there one directory that Genius uses? You tell it what the directory is and it puts all the files there?
Yeah, but they have like an export function. We can export your entire Genius collection as a single like zip file or a Genius file.
Yeah. So yeah. So did you do that? And what if you were to run Genius off Eagle?
Yeah, I was trying to do that at some point so that I could have the same files and use Genius on multiple computers. And I can't remember how that.
Yeah, like they're on a box.
Yeah.
What you were saying is minimally, if you do an alignment, can you just export that one file?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe that's the thing to do. So you get the data and or yeah, that's probably the best thing to do and export it to Eagle, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Facebook. We were good there for a little bit, and now it's kind of dead. Have we given up? What are your people's thoughts, concerns, questions?
I don't ever feel like I really mastered who I was posting as or like who things as, and so like.
Yeah. So what is?
Of anything that's good enough to post on Facebook, because I feel like that's we're using it as one of our main outreach platforms, and just try to post something clever or entertaining.
Yes. Yep. I agree. I mean, I think we kind of got to the place where pictures were better, right?
Yeah.
But now we're down to just salmon, salmon flares, salmon flares, salmon flares. So it's kind of lost its life, but so does anybody have any thoughts about interesting stuff? Somebody must be doing something interesting with a picture.
Well, I mean, I can wonder what's interesting.
Huh?
Oyster to wonder what's interesting.
Yeah, and we captured that pretty good, I think. You know?
Well, and the other issue is that when I have ideas, I feel like it's just a waste of it. Like, I shouldn't be dicking around on Facebook, is really what it comes down to.
Right, right. No, I agree.
You
but
know,
totally agree.
Even though it's a lab thing, I still feel like this would be funny, or this would be fun to put on Facebook, but I'm like, I should be doing these alignments and, you know, getting this looked at. You know,
I agree there, but to me, there's this happy medium where you don't have to put any effort into it and it just happens. Like, for instance, like, you took some, for example, like, you took a lot of pictures maybe of the cleaning up of the minus 80. You know, I leveraged one of those. But, I mean, something like that. To me, that's what I...
What about, like, some of the astrology slides that Justin was looking at?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, we could...
I don't know.
This might be too much effort, but we could do something, like, where, like, each week we switch off and, like, post something about the most interesting.
All right. It's not a bad idea.
Maybe not each.
I'll have Western blot soon.
Yeah. But then we're getting, and then there's this other kind of meta question of, like, at what point does it become to, you know, inside baseball that anybody even cares? But maybe we don't worry about that now because anything's better than nothing. Right?
I wouldn't worry about that aspect as much because, I mean, like, for example, I took some pictures of the eye buttons and stuff and I was going to.
Yeah.
Post something that, you know, I got. It's like, I'm going to spend, you know, 30 minutes trying to think of something to say. But really, I should have just posted the picture.
Yeah. I think that's what I think. I think we should just go for post a picture.
And then, is it just a picture of two little watch batteries and a blue thing informative to anybody?
Yeah. Right. Know, but I agree with you. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring people in, and this may ask the question and engage us about, well, why in the heck are you posting watch batteries?
It's about manipulating people to do our bidding.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my, because I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, like, I don't really want to sit down and write an hour long post about something, but just if we had the pictures. I mean, the other thing is we could set it up is if people just have random pictures, we can just save them to a folder, and then I can hook it up where they're just scheduledly going out at times, so you could, like, pack it full of pictures. So that's in the ideal world, that's what I'd like to see.
Isn't that just moving towards Instagram, though?
Yeah, which I think is fine. Yeah, I mean, I think fine. Yeah, exactly. Something like that is better. It's at least informative.
I have some really pretty large pictures, colorful ones.
Yeah, like that would be good.
The other thing is, like, if you want also potentially be informative without having to be, like, engaged by people saying, what is that? Because, you know, like, looking up for the I button stuff, you know, I googled stupid I buttons and came across this dude's blog who just happened to work with I buttons a couple times and, you know, wrote his own little blog post about how it's a temperature blogger thing, about the size of a watch battery, essentially. But, you know, I think, you know, if we can add to that, it's like when people Google I buttons and they don't want, you know, some brouhaha from the manufacturer, it would be nice to have something. Some additional information provided than just...
Right. But one idea is just one sentence. So this is a new exciting, you know, new stuff we're on to thanks to this blog and link to that blog. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, maybe that's...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. what's the solution?
I kind of like Claire's idea of one rotating one. Yeah. You know, every week, one person at a minimum has to post something by the end of the week or something. And that way, you know, it's like the goals for the blog posting.
Yeah.
Someone dedicated, you know, designated to do it, and then when they get harassed by everybody because they haven't done it, then get someone actually doing it and get some content out there, whether people like it or not. You know, but.
Yep. Okay, we'll do that. But also, what about if I have to think about it a little bit more? But what if we were to put kind of a low effort, drop pictures in a folder type thing? Where would that be?
Dropbox.
You could do that. It could be in a lab, or I could create a new folder. That would be the easiest thing to automate. And
it's
just
so full.
Huh?
Dropbox gets so full. Dropbox gets really full.
Yeah, I mean, that's the more Eagle.
Right. The problem with Eagle, though, that's what I'll look into it. Okay, Eagle, that's fine. I'm just thinking about the automated part of it, but I can look into it.
Flickr.
Yeah, Flickr would work. We could do Flickr. How else do we do pictures? Mainly just Flickr, right? Yeah. Oh, you're right. Okay.
Google Drive.
Yeah. Yep. Google Drive. You could also email them. Well, I've got this email address that automatically will buffer it to Facebook. But it's a debate whether that's easier than the, or we could do both. I'll look into it.
I want to encourage people to write some kind of content.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So here's a.
I think
way too much time.
Maybe what it'll take is just us caring more about it. If we all make like a real effort to like post things on it, then we'll do it.
Well, I know, but.
And I guess my negative comment is I don't like the idea of archiving pictures going on Facebook. Like, I feel like it should be like either what we're doing or what we're going forward.
Yeah,
if someone asks some random picture about something done last year, it's like,
no, I agree with you.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about having a big archive album. That just gets
No. What I'm talking about is like if everybody posted like 10 pictures right now, it runs through Buffer, which is an app that maybe doesn't that spaces them out every 2 hours, so it's still real time.
Gotcha. And it doesn't repost.
And huh?
It doesn't repost photos.
No, it can, but that's what I'm thinking about. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, no archiving. I mean, to me, after they're posted, they can be deleted. I agree with you 100%. This is just what we're doing now.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to think of an easy way for people to post
without
actually pasting to Facebook. And so that's why I'm thinking you put them in a folder. To me, in my head, that's the easiest thing, and then just let it go. I mean, if you were interested in enough and cared about enough, you could anybody can go to Facebook and do it and add information.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll look into that and come up with a couple things. And so that gets us back to what's in the TWIF. So that's kind of died. And do we just let it die? Or we just say that was our summer thing, we had fun, and it's over?
Yeah.
Speaking of people not caring.
I just thought once a week.
Okay. But then that's the W in TWIF.
And then Sam just set the bar too high.
That's true. Crushed my morale.
Alright.
Yeah, crushed my own morale.
I'll do TWIF next week, actually. I can make a cool video because I'm going on the town set.
Well, I think we just kind of just let it go, and if people are so moved and they care, then that's fine. But I mean, we can't put all our efforts in everything. We just spent 30 minutes talking about Facebook.
Yeah.
So we can't do it all. So.
How was the meeting with Ginger Flat?
The notebook stuff. The one you weren't invited to.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was probably the best hour of school
ever.
I knew it.
Cake stands, shots.
I knew it.
Class of music.
Well, the highlights of that interesting stuff, well, most of it was just us telling what we did. Mm. I mean, I kind of probed them for a few things, like how they do what they do. And, you know, now they have, they're thinking about, like, what we have, like, and they don't have, like, a NAS. They basically have an old Linux box RID with a RAID drive that's going to die.
Whoa.
They also use Lolo to back up stuff with tape drives, and that was kind of split half of them thought it was a waste of money with that kind of thing. It is, but we're not doing it. Lolo is kind of expensive. That's why we went with it. So that's, we kind of gleaned that much about how they work, right?
That's really what they do. Like, don't they have their own, like, dedicated bioinformatics team?
Like, well, I didn't, like, intrude that much.
It's kind of weird.
Don't they what?
Don't they have kind of their own bioinformatics
team? Yeah, people do that. And I guess
like
they were there, right? Were they there, Claire?
Yeah, it was the guy, Chris, the guy you were talking to about Lolo, whatever that is.
Okay.
And then the other guy, Cedar, who was asking all the questions.
Okay.
They are the main bioinformatics person. They had a third, but he got let go.
Okay.
Well, it's weird that you know, the Linux box is there.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked.
But Chris also does, like, all the, you know, storage stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, I talked to Deb, the guy he seemed to do at least some of the hardware, if not all the hardware.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, how did you decide on Synology? He was like, well, with San Angelo, that's what we're doing. He was like, yeah. So, yeah, but there right now, they're getting busy. Isn't it?
Do they do online notebooks?
No. So a couple of people had played with IPython, but didn't really get past it. You know, the one, the interesting question, which I've never figured out. I mean, I told them I didn't know everything, but like one was asking, like, could you remotely run stuff? Like, I told them I don't do that. Like, could I run IPython on my computer and run this computer? Probably you could. I just don't know how to do it. Yeah, that was the main thing. So TWIP we're going to let die. Is that what we decided?
It may be reincarnated at one point.
Well, I mean, it's not often. Well, it's just we lose the pressure to do it every week. But if somebody wants to do it, anybody can do it and reintegrate it under the same logo, whatever.
Chase, to this week in France.
Just, yeah. There we go.
Hey, all right, Emma.
For the next 4 months.
Yeah, it is a great idea.
You're on. All right.
I would like the first one to be about pastries.
Yeah. Try not to eat that many.
Okay. TWIF, done, pastries. So much for that. This is just something interesting. I'll work on it, but it's kind of related. Just kind of like having an actual plan of what we do. I mean, I know we try to share, but people are now like posting an actual plan, which is good kind of practice. I mean, because even we ourselves are kind of on the fence about some stuff, like the raw data. Like, well, I mean, me and Sam are trying to work on it, but we should have a plan, like, we could, just for our own sake, like, it will be released immediately or released 3 months once it's dead. And it's good for us, but it also looks great for grants. I mean, if we can just point to a website where not only do we writing a data management plan, but if it's published online, anybody can see it, then I think that's good. That's just something I thought of. But if anybody has any thoughts on that, I'll like draft something and let people look at it.
I think it's a great idea for grants.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And also kind of promotes what we share too, the fact that we have this page. And explains what we're doing too. Instead of explaining what we do, there would be a one-shot kind of explanation. We don't really explain what we do on the web. We just do it. So anyway, Open Notebook. When's that? This week? The seminar? What?
The unseminar?
Yeah, the unseminar.
I didn't hear anything back from Matt other than they had a lab retreat. Well, I finally talked to him on Friday, I guess. They had a lab retreat this week and they hadn't been back yet, so they probably wouldn't be doing it this week. Bless you.
Let's just do it. Let's just keep it low key and just do something internal. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Like maybe Jessica, maybe Charles could just talk a little, spend a little bit more time talking about your stuff than we normally do and talk about bigger picture stuff.
But yeah, it's got classes start though, so timing might be rough.
Right.
I've seen your schedule, it's a nightmare.
Or I could do my practice talk.
Oh yeah, let's just say that.
Yeah, that's fine. What time? So that's our regular schedule time at
9:30
on Thursday. You want to do that, Emma?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So if somebody wants to put that on the calendar, that'd be good.
What's your what are you practicing for?
I am giving a seminar here.
Oh, cool.
In French or English?
I told them that it's good for them for me to give it in English.
Yeah.
Although it's hard because I find myself all day for the presentation, I'm thinking it rather than French. And then I have to remind myself that I'm giving it in English and I can think about it. It's very confusing. My life here is very confusing.
Alright, clean. We should probably clean more stuff.
Is that like a lab clean?
Well, just in general. I mean, just the fact that, I mean, I have these seasonal things where classes start.
Yeah, we noticed your office is
The wet room, I was hoping that Jake would be here. We have that wet room downstairs that's probably got flowing water. No, I think the pump's actually broke. And we've been with the oysters. Hopefully there's no oysters in there. Maybe get info about that. What we want to do there, if we want to keep that room or not, or clean it up or something. Yeah, that's the other important plan.
You don't need moving water for class.
No.
I mean, everything they do is going to be in a...
Yeah, but last year didn't we? I think we used the recirculating system just to remove water. No, just let set the oysters in there.
We put air stones.
Right. So it doesn't mean it doesn't need to be neat and orderly.
Speaking of class, sorry, I just meant to do the floor, but Claire, I have like all these Google Docs about setting up lab and reagents and stuff for this class.
Yeah.
Do you want me to send those to you, or do you have
them? Yeah, that would be great. I don't have anything.
Well, you have the ones that I sent you.
Yeah.
And those have a couple worksheets worth, but I don't think she's got everything.
Yeah, just share with me whatever you have. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So there's no lab this week, right? So we should probably meet maybe Wednesday after class or something and just start talking about lab and plan that out. A little bit more detail. Let's plan on that after class on Wednesday. So Sam, did you get a chance to order the glycogen stuff for the glycogen assays?
No, I didn't order all of it yet.
Okay. So that's the next step on the glycogen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a question for you, Giles. Have you when I'm doing BLAST 2.28, the new one, you know? The new version of BLAST.
Okay.
When I do the top max target seeks at one. I still get more than one. I was wondering if you had come across this, or have you even done a blast in that format using the new version of Blast? Or Emma, have you either? You haven't done any Blast recently, have you, Emma?
Yeah.
See, I haven't been using 2.28. I'm still using an older version. I should update. But so they changed the command line stuff a little?
No, they didn't change it. That's why I just haven't figured it out why it's not working.
I used 2.28, but I didn't do it with the one return for period.
You didn't limit it at all, or you limited it with more than one?
I limited it to 100.
Okay. Well, I think that's default. Okay, awesome.
So which option are you using?
Dash max underscore target underscore seeks to one. So I'm doing that, you know, the output format 6, path limited.
That option usually when I want to limit the number of returns I use. Number of descriptions and number of alignments.
Really? Okay. I might may try that then. So what kind of output format do you normally do?
I usually do the old school format. And the reason for that is because sometimes I want certain bits of information, and if I just do the spreadsheet version,
yeah,
I have to limit what I get, whereas if I do the old version, I can let a program to go through and pull out what I need from it, but I can still keep everything else in case I need something.
Sure. What do you mean by the old school? Like what file format are you putting out as?
The default one where it shows you
everything. Okay.
But I have to be careful when I do it that way, because I'll usually generate a file, you know, like 10 gigs or something like that if I'm doing a lot of blasting.
Okay.
But I have had people come back to me and be like, hey, can we get the alignments for these? Or can we get where it starts, where it stops? Things like that.
All right.
But yeah, normally the spreadsheet option is probably the best.
Okay. Another thing that we're kind of dealing with, I was just curious if Giles, if you've done it with any of your sequence processing over there, is kind of screening for sequences that are not your target species, like for example, bacteria or whatever. Do you do that regularly? Does anybody ask you to do that?
Regularly, no, but about 2 weeks ago, I got asked to do that. It's actually working with Orca poop.
Yeah.
And you want to basically filter out everything that's Orca from it, and then just left with whatever the Orca ate.
Okay.
Or something like that. I just went and I just blasted the sequences. I mean, sure, there was
The short reads themselves, or
sequences, but I was able to just blast it and boom, pull out when I needed to.
Did you blast at the contig level, or did
map the reads just before? Like in my case, I was just mapping to Orca.
Yep.
And then I would tell, in this case, I was using CLC, and I'd be like, all right, CLC, give me a list of all the reads that didn't map. And so it would filter and stuff like that. And so you could easily make a reference where it contains everything that you want to be removed, and then just have whatever program you're using to do the mapping, just have it keep everything that's in the map.
Yeah.
So okay. That's two ways right there, depending on how you want to do it.
Okay, so one question I have is, when you said you did the blast, did you blast at the contigs, or did you blast the individual reads?
These were raw aluminum paired reads.
Okay.
And thankfully we didn't have that many. It was like one lane of MySeq.
Yeah.
So it was something like a little over a million reads total. And so it took, and since my reference was only like 20 sequences, it took the cluster a couple minutes to do it.
Hey, well, did you have to give it any special settings since you were blasting short reads, or did it just automatically account for that?
The reads weren't that short. They're MySeq, so they were paired 250 base pair reads. And I ran them through CLC, where CLC went in, and because the reads actually overlapped, I did this sort of merge overlap feature, so I had sequences that were roughly about 400 base pairs. Long.
Oh, I didn't realize the read links were that long on the MySeq.
No, supposedly MySeq can actually do 300 by 2 now. Okay. But the error rate goes up.
Yeah.
And one thing we found is for the reverse end's quality dropped much quicker than the forward. It was really weird, almost always.
Who has the MySeq that you're using?
It wasn't through UW. It was through either like Georgia or Florida. I didn't do the sequencing. It was given to me after the fact. They were like, "We need help with this.
Okay.
Do something with it."
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So like the two ways that I would do it is. Would either be blasting or mapping. Mapping would probably be better if you don't have the overlap and if you have like the two paired reads. But if you just have like single pieces, as long as they're, you know, like 50, 60 base pairs and your reference isn't too long, blast could probably do it just fine.
Yeah, might try that.
Just be warned, you will have a rather large blast output.
Yep. Yeah, especially if I do it 100 million. We'll see. Alright, let's talk about what we're up to this week. Mac, you want to start?
Sure. Trying to finish up the MBD bisulfite sequencing paper and get that out to PeerJ early this week. Cool. I expect to hear back from the Fred Hutch about the microarray data, so they're going to do some analysis for the chip and then give it to me, and I'm going to have to figure out what it means. So whenever that comes in. The gal from Poland who wanted me to send her the mussels, is that cool? Preserved mussels and alcohol and send them to Poland? I mean, we just use that same kind of ethanol thing that we would do for histology, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I might try to do that to get those over to her. That's kind of what I have. I know there's other things I kind of want to start thinking about. I'm calling them in my head now orphan projects, like getting all the nanostring data analyzed.
Well, at least it's probably a good idea just to get the first thing off the plate. And then
I know. But I'm thinking by Friday I'm going to have all this stuff done. So Friday I'm going to.
Why is it going to take that long?
Huh?
Why is it going to take that long?
Well, why now are you telling me to do more stuff?
Well, I mean, the paper's going to go out before lunch today, right?
Well, then I'm telling you the rest of the stuff I'm doing this week.
All right, you see my comment about the title? I think the title could be twice as long.
Okay.
I think that's an important thing to think about because we can revise the paper, but it then becomes a little awkward to try to revise the title. But if you're thinking about trying, you know, you want as many people to read it as possible.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. So I put one. You see my comment?
No.
Okay, so I put a comment and I get one. It's not a perfect title, but it gets at the idea. Because I think it's particularly in that journal to get eyes on it. That's going to be important. But to me everything else looks good. Just go think about that. It's the biggest thing.
Okay.
How did you, Brad?
Finishing up get the RRF finished up. And starting on this other SK if I get the enthusiasm up for it, and writing a couple docs. Well, let's see.
Alright, so we're still heading K's AOL, AWOL,
yeah,
whatever.
I just texted
him. Okay. So we should hopefully get this RFF right after this. I completely finish up the procedures, and then maybe we merge what we have, or you can
sure.
get the other part.
Yeah. Yeah, what I've done is just the very beginning and the very end.
Yeah, and all I've touched since I emailed yesterday was the middle part, that's the procedures. And I need probably a little bit more time, maybe 30 minutes. But as soon as we could spend a week making it better, but I think it's good enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good. I will.
Yeah. And I think logistically, there's not much to do. I don't know how you're handling the references, but they look pretty good so far. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
And then I got to do the memo, but the memo we don't have to do is before the 30th, I'm sure. I just got to remember to do that.
And then if we wanted to, we could still touch it again before. Or once you just go on the...
Well, I don't know. I don't really care. No, I just want to submit it out. I mean, in theory, what Jessica says is they will look at it and they will give it back to us if we could do something to improve it, to increase our odds of getting funding. She says she's seen that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's going to kick that back to us? The dean's office?
No, the actual people, which, what is it, the Office of Research?
Oh.
She said, yeah. She said, that's very common if you get it in
early
enough. Yeah. So.
Sweet. Oh, that's.
So I don't. That's what I was thinking. I mean, instead of just, tweaking the language.
Yeah, then we don't have to guess if they have things.
Yeah.
Something they want us to change.
Yeah. So hopefully, as soon as we can, I'd just like to get that out. Because it's still got to go through Jessica and then the dean to get there.
Yeah.
And like you've got other stuff to do. So let's just try to knock that out today.
Okay.
So soon after this, I'll be back on that. Charles, how's your stuff going?
It's not good. Got my CDNA made before last time. I was in Tino last week.
So Emma, can you hear Charles? Because that microphone would be great if you hear Charles.
No.
Okay.
He said CDNA and maybe he's like,
that's pretty good. That is pretty good. Yeah. I'd aim it towards a little bit more. Okay.
So they can say I'm getting like long term stuff figured out.
Long term, big picture stuff.
Big picture stuff. Yeah. That's it.
Does classes start Wednesday? So are you doing a capstone, or?
I take the prep course this quarter, and then I'll start doing research next quarter, so, yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be doing research in the lab this quarter? Or are you still thinking about it?
That's what I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
My schedule.
Okay. Because it doesn't preclude you to go ahead, if you had time and interest, you could actually start working on your capstone and get it done with. You know, there's nothing that says you have
to.
Right. I mean, probably the majority of our people don't even make the intro class.
Oh, really?
I mean, yes.
It's kind of like figuring out what to do.
Yeah.
But you don't have to take the intro class?
Right. Well, you still have to write the proposal.
Oh, okay.
But most of the time, people who even take the class don't write the proposal, or that
The people that don't have research experience.
Yeah, it's kind of a joke to a degree, but they don't really need that much, I don't think. I mean, it's like twice. My feeling is this. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
And that's what Greg Jensen runs that?
Yeah, I think they help you line up with an advisor. But the time that they've done that, they haven't asked me what I'm actually capable of helping the student to do. So if them write a proposal that I am not able to help them with, it doesn't really have to do anything. So I'd rather work with the student to develop a proposal that's doable and interesting. But anyway, so just keep that in mind. But if you wanted to wait, that's fine too.
I was working on this C1Q gene in lake trout, trying to, evaluate methylation effects on a potential alternative splice variant. So I was tracking down. Turns out Carol Storer is essentially done cloning and sequencing bisulfite treated versions of this gene. So that's what I started doing, trying to track down her stuff. Got some of her raw sequencing files, so it's just a matter of trying to see how to do the alignment. She did it previously, but I can't really tell from her notebook. It's screen captures, so I can't really manipulate things that this point. So that's kind of what I've been up to.
Okay. Claire?
Just working on the manuscript. Get that in a finalized version.
Any hurdles? Is it going okay? Things
going? No, it's going well. I'm just trying to get in the pretty finalized version so that I can add in that RNA-seq data and then just getting ready to TA. I need to figure that out this week.
How's your stuff going, Alan?
Going well. I've gotten some comments back from Brooke and Gary, and they both seem to be happy about things, although Brooke said that there's a lot of information. I was working on these pathway visualizations. And I've been doing some lab work with the new samples. Because Charlotte, it's a way for me to get accustomed to the lab, and then also I'll be a co-author on this work.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
There's an issue with GNU.
What's the issue?
They were asking me, like, if he needs any kind of paperwork or anything done to come to work at our lab. And so I emailed Sam Shearer, whatever her name is, and I asked her, and she apparently forwarded Sarah SB, and Sarah's like, yeah, there's like this 9 process, so he could start in December if he wanted to.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Yeah, well, it's too late now. I wasn't going to go down that path, but.
Yeah, sorry, Charlotte was asking me.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd ask her and not bother you about it.
Yeah.
So what should I tell Sarah? Should I forward it to you and you deal with it, or do you want me to just like, never mind?
I would just drop it, and we'll pretend like you haven't talked to me about it.
So just don't respond to her at all?
Well, you just forwarded me if there was a response. It's this weird kind of gray area that there's people in our lab all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Who was that person? You know, we've had Jennifer, we've had a lot of people that are not UW affiliates, and I don't even know if they're UW affiliates, even if what it matters. So to me, it's kind of this.
Just make them a volunteer.
That's
have them fill out the volunteer form,
yeah.
Done.
Right, that's a, but it, yeah, so.
Because they're covered.
Right, but it's a university covering, their sales or something like that.
Yeah, but if you have a volunteer, the university's covered themselves.
Yeah.
They sign that thing.
Right, so I don't know. So that's why it's so weird to me, because it's not an immigration issue, that's dealt with the U.S. government.
I went through this too. I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, because Graham had to do that. For Joseph and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the government doesn't care if he's here for less than 3 months.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, there's no, I mean, yeah, so, yeah, you can forward me whatever you want. I mean, speaking of which, is somebody going to send me paperwork?
But I'll send Yvette an email.
Okay.
And then this has something I learned that I thought would interesting, and I don't think it's going to tell him. The water in Venice is rising from the big boats coming in, Sam.
Dude. I knew it. Thank you.
What?
It was on the French news the other night.
You have to repost your post.
Okay. I will do that.
Validate.
Find a story about the water level in Venice rising from the
cruise ship. Nostradamus strikes again.
You could post it on Facebook and kill two birds with one stone.
That's well, awesome. Good update, Emma.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. I'm surprised that story hadn't made it to the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
working with Mendeley. I'm importing my PDFs.
Okay.
Hey Emma, those samples were signed for last week. You got them, I presume?
They're in the Venice AD. I actually was out of town when they came in, but
okay.
Yeah, I didn't forget them.
Okay, cool.
And he speaks very good English, by the way, everybody.
Who does?
You know the guy's coming. Yeah, that's, I'm still just thinking about that thing. I mean, it's like my kids. My kids come in, and nobody's keeping them out. They have no affiliation. What's the?
You can just show up.
Yeah, you could just be a visitor.
You can just show up and say, "Can I be here?" And you can say, yeah. "Here, sign this form, and you're done."
Yeah.
I think it's like somebody wants to track the, collaborate with that all stuff, but it's huge.
Yeah, it seems like it's more a dub thing than anything else. It's not.
Yeah, it definitely is. So Emma, so I made several comments on the paper. It might be worthwhile for maybe us to talk later or tomorrow.
Sure.
Maybe about the details. Does that suit you, or?
Yeah, later or tomorrow, either is fine with me. Whatever works best for you.
Maybe let's do it short, briefly today, just so it's, because it's fresh on my mind.
Okay.
Maybe like right after we're done here, which will be in a few minutes. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, Giles, what you been up to?
Last week I didn't do anything.
That sounds good.
I was sick all last week. So right now I'm just trying to play catch up. I finished that transcriptome for you, but I haven't done the write-up for it yet.
Okay.
So that will be on my to-do list for this week.
All right.
I will try and stop by Wednesday after class to come talk to you.
Yeah, if that doesn't work, so my class starts at 10:30, so it might be.
You want me to come by before then? Like, I don't know how early you come in.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'll be here at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so that's earlier than I get in. I can come over by like 8:30.
Yep. Yeah. Anytime should be fine. Before my class is at 10:30, right? Yeah. Just whatever is convenient for you. I mean, it doesn't have to be before. I mean, if you want to wait till later or some other day, that's fine too.
Okay.
Well, you have class at what time?
I have class Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9:30 to 10:20, and then Friday 1:30 to 2:20.
Okay. Yeah, so let's just plan on before your class on Wednesday is fine with me.
Okay.
All right, anything else? We covered anything?
I thought of another sort of TWIF thing. I mean, I know I sort of joked about it, but sort of serious, like a weekly R update, like little quick little like tips and tricks session with you would be awesome, I mean, honestly.
And you'll still cement it in your head so much better if you do that.
I mean, if you just be like, oh yeah, like, you know, here's how to take this type of file and get an R and make it do all these fun things.
Yeah, or keep your code in Eagle too so you can look at it.
Okay.
All right, but
can you run an R in iPad?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that'd be real cool.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Did you see the sale on R books on National Pirate Day?
Alright, is that it?
He sent it out to the
class. Are we done, man?
Thanks,
Emma. It's Giles. Emma, I'll call you like in 5 minutes. Let me move back to my office, okay?
I'm getting an R book.
Alright, bye, Giles.
Bye.
I really like crawling.
How do you spell that?
C-R-A.